Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 22, What I See is a Form of Vengeance, we want to remember that everything we are looking at is a projection of our own thoughts. This cannot be overstated. I know you've heard it many times, but when your mind actually accepts this idea, you will realize that there is nothing to battle. Imagine that what you are looking at right now is your own projection. I call it your radar screen. Whatever is on your radar screen, that which is in front of you, that which is facing you, you may feel that you have to respond to it as if it holds the power, as if the situation or the person in front of you is the one that is dictating what you will do, how you will do it, when you will do it, and it may appear that you are powerless in this situation. Let's take a moment to remember that you put this person there. You put this situation there. So at some level, we're going to accept today that it is your mind that is placing this situation in front of you. And if that is the case, then this is not something to judge yourself about. This is something to be aware of. If you place judgment on yourself, then you are actually doing the same thing. You're now taking your judgment from outside of you and you're placing it on yourself. We do not want to do that. We want to use this information for awareness only so we can get back to what is right and what is true and what is God's will for us. Let's imagine that what you're looking at today, just for our practice sake, let's imagine that what you're looking at is a dream. Just like when you dream at night. And when you dream at night, everything in the dream seems so real and tangible. And it's not until you wake up that you recognize that the dream was not true. In fact, it never occurred. So today, whatever's happening in front of you, let's imagine that there will be a point in time where you will wake up, you will have an awakened state of mind, and you will actually recognize that this is not true, and in fact, it never even occurred. Now, we're not at that place of understanding as yet, but even if we borrow upon it, even if we tug upon it, we can gain the benefits and the richness of this truth. Whatever you are facing today, we're going to forgive ourselves, number one. We're going to say, Dear God, I forgive myself for putting this in front of me, and I am willing to see it differently. In fact, I am determined to see this differently, and I'm willing to recognize that what I put in front of myself is not intended to bring me happiness. The only happiness is drawn from within because that's where you are. Today, I will turn my focus, my attention, and I will turn it inward to the absolute truth and the happiness that you will for me, because you are the source of happiness. I will recognize that what I see with my thoughts, what I see with my mind, is not the truth. And that as I let go of what I think is true, as I let go of what I think is my reality, that you are showing me something that is much more beautiful, lovely, peaceful, safe, and abundant. I am willing to see this differently and to recognize that what I am seeing is a form of vengeance, that what I am seeing is a purposeful, it is an intentional manifestation that is meant to preoccupy my mind and obscure or keep the light of God from me. I will not let that happen today. I will focus only on the light, do what's in front of me to do without judgment, and go along my happy way as a happy learner, and I am willing to keep my faith on you. Amen.